with B92's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
It's a wake-up Wednesday. You know what that means. Gather around the whole darn family, your favorite coworkers, and your favorite owners of coffee shops to play the game that's sweeping the nation!
Drunk! High! Or crazy!
In the studio, we have back a triumphant return, Lori.
All right, build it up. I'll feel better. Heather.
She's so jealous that we had a replacement last week. Mm-hmm. And we have Ron.
Good morning, Mikey. Woo! And the missus.
And we have Bonnie.
Yay. Hi.
You know how this works. I tell you a completely real news story, and by the end of the story, you must decide whether the subject was drunk, high, or crazy. Is everybody ready to play?
You betcha.
Yes.
All right, here comes the story. It was supper time in Flushing, Queens. A man walked into the Itadi Garden and Grill and ordered some chicken. When he received the chicken, he was disappointed to find out that it was not made to his liking. Maybe he wasn't clear with his instructions, or maybe he should not have walked into a Bangladeshi restaurant and expected the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices.
Mm.
Regardless of who was at fault, the customer was ticked. However, he did not make a scene at that moment. He did what people in my family have been doing for generations. He took those feelings and stuffed them way, 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 way down.
Perfect.
That way they'll pop up later in ways you least expect.
Yep.
Fast forward to later that night when the customer returned to the restaurant. It was late and the establishment was closed. The customer was carrying a giant bucket. And in that bucket was 5 gallons of gasoline.
Oh, no.
He put the bucket down, then looked around as if to tell people on the street, "Hey, I'm not a suspected arsonist. I'm just a normal guy hanging around next to a giant bucket of gasoline." When the coast was clear, the man picked up the bucket, turned around, and chucked the gasoline under the front door and all over the floor of the establishment. He then stood up and looked around again, as if to say, "Hey, I didn't just throw a highly flammable liquid into a restaurant. Just a normal guy hanging around next to a giant river of gasoline pouring out of the front door and getting all over my pants." Because this was in Queens, no one cared. That was until the man took out a match and threw it in the puddle. To the man's shock and horror, there was an explosion so big, it not only caught the front of the restaurant on fire, but completely engulfed the man. Flames shot up his gasoline-drenched legs, and the blaze burned off his eyebrows, arm hair, and basically anything that was exposed.
Yep.
The man was thrown on his back from the blast, and he made a run for it while tearing off his clothes. It wasn't long before police got reports of a half-naked man running down the street and screaming something about fire and chicken. Luckily, this amateur flambé chef was not seriously injured. However, he was arrested for first-degree arson and a slew of other charges. What we do know is this. If stuffing your feelings down comes up and causes harm, you're not doing it right. You gotta stuff it down deeper.
Wow.
Tamp that down.
That's the lesson. But what we don't know is what made this guy light it up, 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 light it up, 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 I'm on fire in the first place. Was this charbroiled chump drunk, high, or crazy?
Before I answer the question,
mm-hmm.
Did he actually not like the chicken that he was eating?
Nope, he must have been upset about it. I don't know.
When he stuffed it down, do you mean that he stuffed it down his...
The chicken and his feelings. He stuffed down his feelings, then he ate the chicken to help medicate himself. Two things that I completely understand.
Okay.
I'm going to go with crazy.
Okay. Bonnie's going crazy.
I am also going crazy.
Okay. And Ron?
I'll go high.
Okay. So two crazies and one high. The fact of the matter is, the guy who got his chicken not to his liking... So he later on left, then came back, chucked 5 gallons of gasoline all over the restaurant, and lit himself on fire in the process, was in fact... drunk!
No way!
He was drunk.
Is that why he lit on fire so much?
Yeah, probably the alcohol.
Wow. I am shockery. I bet Heather would have gotten it right.
Ron,
yes.
Never divorce this woman. She will make your life so difficult.
Kids.
Don't set places on fire and never, ever tell a woman who you were on a date with last week. Or else you might wind up on an episode of
Drunk, High, or Crazy.
You're listening to
The Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Gets me all pumped up in the morning.
Today's hit music.
B92.1.